Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here was our assignment from yesterday. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Without karma, there would be no recognizable path for us to follow. If conditioned mind weren't reviewing the past, reminding us of mistakes to avoid ahead, and predicting the future, we would realize we have no idea where we're going. We never know where we're going, but the conversation in conditioned mind makes us believe we have an idea, or worse, that we do know. Karma is the illusion of knowing what cannot be known. That same information would tell us that without the voices in the head guiding us, we'd be without any direction. Not true. Without the conversation in conditioned mind, it would be clear that we're going where we've always been going, where life takes us. Today, consider how perfectly your life has unfolded in spite of ego's incessant insistence on something wrong, not enough. Record and listen.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's our first caller.
All right.
We're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Hi, Ashwini. Hi, Sherry. It's Todd.
Hello, hey, Todd.
Good morning. I'm seeing this recent experience of equanimity, which is both interesting and fascinating to watch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there's a couple areas of content of wanting things to go a certain way, and the universe or life drops in things
maybe
to
not.
Do it. Yeah, maybe not. And so I put it out there, and both situations sort of went my way. It was like I wanted these things to occur, and they did. Yet I didn't see this big roller coaster ride, which I usually have with things like that.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting. It was like, there was a part of me that was excited, like, oh, that's great. But it wasn't this super high where I used to get, where I think the voices would come in with, oh, you know, that's great, and it makes you a certain way, and it makes
you... I got
you,
my way.
Right.
I got what I wanted. God loves me.
Yeah. As opposed to saying, well, life is just unfolding perfectly as life is unfolding, and it's sort of like, wow, that happened. Oh, okay. I'll embrace that.
Which takes us quickly to thank you, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. Gratitude, huge.
Yeah.
Hugely grateful.
Yeah. And what do we know about it? Not a darn thing.
Exactly. I love that. I have no idea. Because what was really great about seeing both areas of content was there may have been a conversation, but I wasn't attending to it, of expectation of outcome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. And, so when we're in that stepped back place, when mm-hmm. when we're really, it's like knowing that life is for you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right? That everything is for you.
Yes.
And if ego doesn't like it, well, it's actually more for you, because there's a chance to see ego attempting to take your life and make it about it. You get to see that. You get to step back from it. You get to say no thank you to that. And you're just left in that place of, okay, what is there for me to see in this? And,
right.
And it will be revealed to us. And very often, almost all the time, when we're not listening to those voices, we realize the perfection of everything in our lives. And then we have truly no choice but to say thank you, just to live in thank you, because it's so perfect.
Yeah. Live in thank you, and it's so perfect, and in kind of awe too of, you know, life drops in, things like opportunities maybe, and then I move on them, and put them out there, but it's like I'm okay, I'm going to be okay no matter what, is what
yes.
I'm seeing. I'm going to be okay.
Yes.
Whether it goes this way, okay, or it goes that way, I can watch
okay.
condition go with preferences, right? Oh, I'd prefer if it went this way, but it's going to be okay if it doesn't. Because I have no control.
Yes, yes. And, of course, conditioning is not going to be okay with either way.
That's true.
Right? Our choice is not,
yes.
to, yeah, is not to go with conditioning. Because conditioning
yeah.
is always, always angling for something.
Yeah.
And it's always something other than what is. If nothing else, it's just get into your head and think about something other than where you are and what's happening right now. So conditioning is never going to be happy. But in our hearts, when we understand that everything is our best opportunity, everything is a gift, start with life, right? We're alive, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Right? And why
yeah.
would – it's so crazy. I do this mm-hmm. thing in my head periodically about, you know, if I catch myself not preferring what's happening, you
uh-huh.
know, how would I feel about this if I had been dead for 4 days and suddenly I'm alive again?
Oh,
you know,
good.
Would I say, no, I really wish they had the tea that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I'm going to be so busy breathing and looking around and saying thank you that all of that is just going to fade away. So
yeah.
getting here and out of conditioned mind just makes all the difference.
Yeah, makes all the difference. And it just reminds me of yesterday's conversation that came up a couple times. Is just, I'll get stopped. The mantra will drop in just from time to time. It'll just stop me in my tracks. It's like, isn't it just amazing just to be alive? That's enough right there.
That's enough. That's everything.
Right there. Yeah, that is everything. Yes. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And
Todd, if we add to that, you know, mm-hmm. people are, we're all so conditioned, well, unless we're Italian, I suppose, but we're so conditioned that you can only feel this.
Yeah.
You can only have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and I mean, we are sentient beings. We get to have it all.
Yeah.
All we have to do is say yes to it.
Right. Just say yes. Exactly. Yeah, and being be open and willing to say yes.
yes
to whatever life is offering is what I'm seeing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Knowing it's best for you, best
yes.
for me.
Yeah. yeah. Super.
All
thank
right.
you so
thank
much.
You, Todd.
So thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Sherry. See you soon.
See you soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye, Todd. You know, Sherry, what struck me in that conversation is how much practice changes our context. If we keep coming from that context of there's nothing wrong, there's a different kind of energy with which we approach the content of our lives. And to me, the quality of happiness changes from what conditioning expects it to be to this energy of contentment, not the frenetic
yes.
energy that comes from a desire being fulfilled.
Yes, yes, and it's a contentment that embraces the entire range of human experience. So we
yes.
can be not only very still and peaceful, at the same time, we can be completely passionate.
Yes, and accelerated, feeling acceleration and that high energy. But the content, I think we talked about this in group at some point, or one of the monks said it, which is it's the difference between fast-burning fuel and slow-burning fuel, right? That satiation that comes from a continued sense of the availability of the energy. It's so much more nourishing than the spikes, which leave us
yes.
in starvation and depletion, even though the high is
and there. Overwhelm.
Yes, exactly so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's very good. Yes. So just to underline the part of that that I particularly resonated with was the never mind. I gave the preamble and it went completely out of my head. But there was something. It'll come back and then I'll tell you what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and
oh, I know what it was, Ashwini. I know what it was. I know what it was. How the focus on there's nothing wrong changes the context.
Yeah.
That was it. So, once again, how very simple it is. Just focus attention on it's okay. There's nothing wrong. And everything will begin to change in front of our very eyes.
Yes.
We will begin to see clearly how things actually are.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And relating it back to the assignment, it's the difference between the energy of being identified with the karma unfolding and the disinterest in the karma unfolding.
Yes. Because I'm interested in yes and thank you. It doesn't really matter what's going on, right? My job is to bring yes and thank you to every moment. So then whatever happens, happens. My path is clear.
That's right. Exactly so.
Or we would say, if we're going with the quote, the trail is clear, right? So it's just a little trail of yes and thank you, yes and thank you, yes and thank you with every step.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce
yourself?
Ooh,
hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello there. Who's this?
This is Anne from England.
Hello.
Hello. I feel like, sitting here on the grass looking at beautiful swans, and the description you've just gave of karma unfolding is exactly what's happened in the last couple of days. And it's just amazing to hear it all, to be disidentified and to hear someone else talk about it in a general sense. And without going into the content, basically what happened was an agreement that I had with someone fell through. And my first reaction was to feel anger and sadness and all of these emotions, but to be okay, to accept that I had those emotions and not to act on them. And one of the things I did that really helped was I took the Bamboozle book out and just opened it randomly, and it came up to conditional. And I could instantly see that my reaction was a conditional reaction. And without beating myself up, and what life dropped in was that, you know, maybe yes and maybe no. Is this a bad thing? Well, maybe yes and maybe no. And they just made me laugh. I just laughed out loud and thought, wow, that is so true. This is not a bad thing or a good thing.
It's just every step of that, Anne.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, just to do a little recap, okay? So you're going along, and there's this agreement, and it falls through. And all this emotion comes up, and you're fine with it. You don't let conditioning beat you up because you're having all of these emotional responses to what happened. You're disappointed. You're upset. You're angry. You're whatever. You just watch all of that happen, all of that unfold. It drops in to take out the Bamboozle book, and you do it. Right? You don't let a voice start in your head that says, "Oh no, you don't have time for that," or what? Blah, blah, blah. And so you open it up, and there's conditional. And what drops in next is maybe yes, maybe no. And here you are. You're completely present. You can see the humor and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for reflecting that, because that's exactly what happened. And I've recorded about it because it was just straight away I recorded. And the next morning I woke up in a huge funk of, oh, no, that happened. And I practiced like my hair was on fire for 2 hours, and I just buzzed all day. I was like, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe yes, maybe no. That was my mantra all day long, you know.
Uh-huh. We never know the end of the story.
No, we don't.
We lived past about age 15, know that when something looks like a tragedy right now, and years later we realize, oh, thank God. You know, that was the best thing that ever happened to me, right? And I couldn't see it then, right? So this person that I really want to marry, for instance, doesn't want to marry me. And years later, when I'm very happy in my circumstances, I get it, how grateful I am that that relationship didn't go where I wanted it to go. I was essentially saved from myself. And when we look back over our lives, we can see just countless examples of that.
We can. Yeah, I can. I'm way past 15, Jerry, just in case you're wondering.
In case I didn't notice.
Yeah. So I loved yesterday's quote, because it's like, this feels like, because what I last shared with you, there was that I'm changing my life completely. I've turned everything upside down, and I feel like I'm on this path. And this was one of my moves on the path, and it's fallen through. But I'm like, well, that's okay, because it's on the path, and there'll be something else will drop in. And
that's right.
I really
look what you've got out of this, Anne. Look what you've got out of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now you're a teacher. Yeah. So you know, you just came in and got a pop quiz, right?
Yes, definitely.
And and you got all the answers.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That was a workshop that you could have paid a lot of money to attend and not gotten so much out of.
Yeah, and I have deep gratitude for it, because I have been practicing that. My hair is on fire for quite a few weeks now, really up my ante. But I also appreciate everyone ringing in and sharing their experiences, because that helps. And it makes, you know, Laura, I remember Laura's conversation last week. It made me cry, and I opened my heart up. And I think I was a bit of the dark room, and she brought me out into the light room. And it's just really great sharing all these experiences. It's just, I feel like I'm a miles away from you guys, and I feel like you're next door. It's just amazing, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. And
thank
you for the show. No, thank you.
The heart is a spacious place to live, isn't it?
It is.
Spacious, and we're all in there together.
We are.
It's the most wonderful, the most wonderful thing. Yeah.
It is. And
well, thank you.
I like it. Well, thank you so much. And
I'm glad. I think
we're having
tea with you. Is that correct?
You're having tea with me, and I'm sitting on the grass in front of the lake having tea, so just picture that.
I'm right there.
So, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne.
Okay.
So, bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. The heart is a spacious place to live and is big enough for all of us. Well, that's a peace quote, Cherry.
Isn't that wonderful?
It absolutely is. Absolutely. And I love,
and we can say that sort of thing, right? Because I didn't think of it. So, you know, and I can just happily admire it. Say, yes, that's really true. There we all are. That's such a wonderful example of Sangha. There we are all living in the giant heart that animates us all.
Well, the conversation also brought me to that place of the karma is always, and we often think of karma as something that perpetuates itself from an egocentric place, but that place where we also look at it is that there is the karma that's there to be transcended and the karma to transcend it. And so the place where Anne was talking about, where life guides us to move past what it is that we need to encounter, I think you've mentioned it on the radio show yesterday, it's what's animating us that's seeking to find itself. And that's karma, too.
Yes. What an excellent point. We all have a karma to wake up.
Yeah.
Right? Not everybody does. Not everybody in this lifetime has a karma to wake up. But we do.
Yeah.
Lucky us.
Lucky us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a great point.
Yeah, it's something that we often lose sight of, and it's just, it's that place where Todd pointed to and that place that Anne was pointing us to, that, that there is something in our lives that's seeking to transcend that, and that's what asks us to open up the Big Bamboozle book.
Uh-huh.
And offers us that opportunity.
And also what, Ashwini?
Offers us that opportunity in terms of what didn't go the way we wanted it to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Very,
all right,
very lovely.
There's our next caller. Yeah, I know. We're very lucky. We're very lucky people.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Linda from Alabama.
Hey, hey Linda.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. What you seeing?
Let's see, that's a very good question. Whatever I'm saying, it always goes exactly out of my head the minute you say, you know,
oh, it wasn't a trick question. I'm sorry about that.
Let's see. Well, the one thing I thought of when I was reading the assignment for today was how if you look at if you're looking at your life and saying the path that led me here, that how you, the perspective, or at least for me, the perspective of how I look at it changes whether it's good or bad, which is true of everything, right? So,
yeah.
One thing that's interesting about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's such proof that we don't know, isn't
right.
it?
Right, mean, right.
Again, it's that obvious fact that nobody can know what's going to happen a second from now. Nobody, because it hasn't happened. We only ever know sort of what happened after the fact. And then
right.
we don't know, because depending on our perspective, we experience it this way or that way or another way. So we not knowing that we can't possibly know is liberating, isn't it?
That's true, now that you say that, yeah, it is. So, yeah, so really the only thing we can know for sure is what's happening right this second. So why think about anything else?
Exactly. Why, we could even say, why think? And since we need something to do, because all thinking is out of the is happening out of the moment, right? So I'm thinking
right.
about, well, it could go this way or it could go, well, that yes, that's true, but why not just be here?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we're not going to change anything. We're not going to, you know, it's not like I can hold my mouth right and make life go the way I want it to go. Life is going the way it's going.
And that's the truth.
We'll be here and enjoy it. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Because not only do you not have control, but whatever you think is going to happen is not going to, is most likely not what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And again,
and it
it's
might.
All the perspective, and it's still the perspective then, too. It's like, I was trying to think what I was thinking the other day. I was, let's see. I can't remember, but it was like I had something going through my mind over and over and over again. And all of a sudden I realized that if I could just quit thinking that thing, then the situation was fine. You know, like I was.
Oh, pretty, my God.
Yeah.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So the only thing wrong with this situation is that incessant conversation that there's something wrong with it and it's happening inside my head. As soon as that
right.
stops. Oh, well, this actually isn't that bad.
Right.
There's a life changer.
Right. And so, yeah, I probably have lots of other things like that that I need to discard.
Well, we do, don't
anyway.
We? And that's what practice is, right?
Right.
I mean, we
right.
just keep running into these kinds of places. We have these insights, and we realize that, again, if anybody doubts it, just spend a week. Not having, of course, that's harder than it sounds, but not attending to that conversation in the head. See what life is like. See if you're not
right.
happier and more relaxed and all of those kinds of things. If you're not, if it makes you more stressed not to be, then you can go back, right?
Right?
There's no way to lose. Yeah.
I feel like I'm working on 10 minutes right now. But Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Minute by minute by minute by minute, we do it, right?
Right. I start out every morning doing it. You know, I listen to my Good Morning recording and start out. You know, going to do everything with love and all that stuff. And then, yeah.
We need to get you then a mid morning, a lunchtime, a mid afternoon. And at
exactly.
the end of the work day and a before bed recording, right?
Right.
So that you can spend more and more time in love.
Yeah, I've got to do more recording listening. I've got to. It's like I know it works and I've got to do it. So.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You will.
I have a good morning
you
one
will.
Now. I should just pick the next one and do it and then go from there. I think I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you will. You are. That's the thing to, that's the thing to keep in mind. You are practicing.
True.
Yeah. And the voices would say, well, not as much, not as often, not as well, yeah, but we know they lie. So you're doing it and you'll continue to do it.
Cool. I like that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you all. Listening to this whole show this morning has been all these neat little things people are saying. It's pretty cool. It's been making me happy. Thank
we got a cool that. Group of people gathered together.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth? Yeah. All right. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here, I'm going to try to squeeze another caller in. So here we go.
Good.
Caller,
right.
You're now live in the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Excuse me. This is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hey. Hi, gosh, I was so excited.
I was just pounding, really alive.
I've just loved
like being
this.
In the queue.
Well, yeah, also I've just loved this conversation. It's I've been smiling and tears and, I love that. And you saying, I'd like to practice that. What if I did die and I had the opportunity to come back? Wow.
As you, in your life, with the people around you, with the things you love, with your interests, with your ability to see beauty and feel gratitude, you could come back. Wow.
Isn't that's such a miracle? Yeah.
And we can do it. We can do it. We can come back.
Yeah. So let's see. I really enjoyed the assignment from yesterday, and one thing came up that I think speaks to it and also speaks to what Todd was talking about, the energy. And that is that I had the opportunity to buy a new vehicle, and I've always driven an old truck because I used to do gardening work and I felt about myself and I would think I look a certain way. I drive this truck. And I had the opportunity to buy something else, and I did. And it was the whole thing was so odd. It was kind of like what the quote was talking about. All the parameters and the way that conditioning says I am totally were opposite. And it was so odd. It was such an odd experience. I bought this vehicle and it was shiny and it was newish. And I've never been in this experience. And I could see conditioning. It was like I was embarrassed. It was really wild. I was embarrassed that I had this shiny new vehicle. And also it was okay because it's one that has excellent gas mileage, but it was never
politically correct.
So that was okay.
Yeah.
But you know, I just threw everything upside down about how I am, what I'm supposed to look like. I'm not supposed to have that money. I'm not supposed to spend that much. I'm not supposed to look like this. And it was just such a weird experience. I'm driving around in this car, being embarrassed. It was so odd. And then, of course, over time, I'm very much enjoying it. But that energy that you guys were talking about, it wasn't like I was so like, oh, my gosh, I just can't believe I have this car. I'm beside myself. I'm jumping up and down continually for days. Like, that didn't happen. It was just more like, oh, I didn't know I was going to have this vehicle. And wow, this is the best gas mileage ever. And okay, I'll take it. Thank you. And then I just go about my business.
Yes, Christine. And the thing, so you're watching the two sides of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're describing is a perfect picture of loss of identity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you weren't practicing the way you're practicing, when ego started its campaign of this is not who you are, this is not the kind of person you are, this is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong kind of people drive shiny new vehicles. You are not
mm-hmm.
that person. If you weren't practicing the way you are, you would have started looking for an old truck. Because that's who ego says you are.
That's right.
And that's the identity it wants to keep you in, because that's the relationship you have with it. You start going off doing this other kind of stuff, and it's not the content, right? For a lot of people, they would be much more challenged to drive around in an old pickup than
mm-hmm.
they would be in a shiny new car, right? But for you, it's the opposite. So to go up against conditioning, against ego in that way, and watch how it controls us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel embarrassed. I feel self-conscious. What do people think? This is not me. Well, yeah, it isn't me. It's ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I just love it. And, yeah, just to remember, I love it because it expands everything. I mean, there's no
yeah.
limit. Why I have,
right.
I not, this, that, whatever. And, I yeah,
right.
so, yeah, just whatever. And thank
the
you.
Only, the only limitations in our lives are imposed by ego.
Mm-hmm.
What you can and can't have, how you can and cannot feel, what you can and cannot do, that's all in conditioned mind. It's not in life. And when we open in the way you're talking about, we realize that life is constantly offering us alternatives. And then we get to watch how ego shuts us down.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from, feeling bad and feeling embarrassed to getting sick, to injuring ourselves, to messing up relationships, to whatever it is that story needs to do to us to keep us small and frightened, it is perfectly happy to do. But it's not life doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life said,
yeah.
How about a shiny new car with good gas mileage, Christine? And you said, okay, good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't what I was even looking for. It was just like there, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank
okay.
you.
Thank
that,
you very
that
much.
Is a, that is a wonderful example that when we blaze that trail, we can do it in a shiny little automobile, especially if it gets really good gas mileage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Christine. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Christine. Which brings us to the end of a wonderful show, Sherry. There's so much in that conversation to reflect, but I think I'm just going to read the exercise for today.
All right.
Error is just as important a condition of life as truth. We're conditioned to fear making a mistake more than just about anything else. We make a mistake and feel bad and guilty and afraid we'll be punished by suffering some kind of loss. People will be disappointed in us. They will judge us. Good things, promotions, approval, acceptance, praise, etc., will be withheld from us. The net result of letting this fear guide us is that we must live lives that are small enough and controlled enough that we minimize our chances of ever doing anything wrong, of ever making a mistake. The result of that is never learning, growing, or changing. But even worse than that is being doomed to a small life under the control of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate.
Today, spend some time with a mentor recalling a few of the mistakes you made that turned out to be the most transformative learning experiences. Record and listen.
Ooh, I'm going to do that. Got a lot
Me
of
too.
Them.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Go happy.
Go happy. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.